You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Paul's calling. Paul becoming an apostle.
是从一个源头
coming from the same source.
但是这个源头包括了两样东西在里面
But this source consists of two things in there.
一个是耶稣基督
One is Jesus Christ.
一个是叫耶稣基督从死里复活的父神
And the other one is the God the Father who raised him from the dead.
你如果懂得一点文法的结构
If you understand just a little bit of the structure of the grammar
你就很清楚地知道
Then you will very clearly know
保罗在这里的宣告
The declaration of Paul here
一方面说到他是基督与父神呼召他的
On one hand he's stating that he's called by Jesus Christ and God the Father
另外一方面他所强调的是父神与基督唯一
And the other、one that he's emphasizing on is God the Father and Christ Jesus is the one.
他在大马色的路上
On the road of Damascus.
他所遇见的荣耀的基督
The glorious Christ that he encountered
呼召他
Called him.
所以他不是人呼召他
So therefore he's not called by men.
因为是荣耀的基督
Because it's the glorious Christ
是复活的基督
The resurrected Christ
他不只是人
Not only he is man
他也是神
He is also God
保罗接着说
Paul continues to say
和一切与我同在的众弟兄
And with all the brothers and sisters with me
写信给加拉太的
And writing to the churches in Galatia.
你知道保罗在写书信的时候
You know that Paul, when he's writing his epistles,
他常常把他的同工放在一起
He constantly put all his co-workers together.
一方面他是要让别人也尊重他的同工
On one hand, he wants other people to respect his co-workers.
一方面是显明出他确实爱他的同工
On the other hand, he's trying to reveal that he truly loves his co-workers.
但是他很清楚地说明
But he very clearly explained
虽然这些跟他在一起的弟兄是很宝贵
Although these brothers with him are very precious
然而他们不是使徒
However, they are not apostles.
保罗很清楚地要让加拉太的人知道他并且只有他在那个时候是使徒。
Paul very clearly wants the people in the churches of Galatia to know that him and only him is an apostle.
就是这样简短的两节圣经。
Even in such two brief verses of the Bible,
保罗让加拉太的弟兄姐妹明白。
Paul calls the brothers and sisters in Galatia to understand.
他所写的东西
The things that he wrote
就等于是耶稣基督亲口所讲的东西
Equals the words spoken by Jesus Christ himself
这是为什么两千多年以后的今天
That is why today after over 2,000 years
我们还在读加拉太书
We are still reading the book of Galatians
我们还在思想加拉太书
We are still reflecting on the book of Galatians
常常有一个错误的说法
Constantly, there is a wrong saying.
说圣经怎么成为圣经呢
So how did the Bible become the Bible?
是因为在哪一次的大会里面，各教会的领袖，我们开会决定的。
It's like in some great major conference, the leaders of the churches, they had a meeting and they decided.
不是的。
Not the case.
圣经之这六十六卷书之所以成为圣经
The 66 books that they become the Bible
是因为每一卷书本身都有足够的证据证明他们是有属天的权柄
Because every book of the Bible itself has enough proof that it has authorities from heaven
这是为什么我们今天读神的话语的时候
That is why today, why we're reading the words of God,
我们一定要记住
We must remember,
这是神的话
These are the words from God.
因为是神的话
Because they are words from God,
所以是真的
Therefore, they are true.
因为是神的话
Because they are the words of God,
所以可信
Therefore, they are believable.
因为是神的话
Because they are the words of God,
所以不会改变
So therefore they are never changing
你不要有偷鸡的心理
You don't need to have a thought that, that thing that this may not be real
圣经里面讲的这个话可能在我身上不会发生
That what the Bible has stated here may not happen to me
也许我这次这样的偷偷鸡摸摸狗的干一点事情上帝眼睛瞎了会看不见
Maybe this time if I sneak behind and do these things maybe God may not see it
做梦都不要梦这个事情
Don't even dream about it
这是神的话
These are the words of God
它是真的
They are true They are real
它是可信的
They're believable
而且
Also
它不会改变的
They are never changing
他告诉你
And it tells you
做什么事
Whatever you do
会有什么后果
Well, what that certain kind of consequence
是真的
They are true
不会因为你长得漂亮他就不真
Not because just because you're good looking and then it will not become true
不会因为你比较聪明他就不真
not, It will not be because you are a little cleverer then it will not be true
我真希望我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹
I truly hope that brothers, younger brothers and sisters amongst us
你们牢记这句话
Remember firmly the saying
神的话是真的
God's words are true and real
不要用你的生命去试它
Don't test it with your life
神说不好就是不好
If God said it's not good, then it's not good
神说不行就是不行
When God said it's not allowable, then it's not allowed
你不要去试试看
Don't try and test it
你试试看都是要后悔的
Even if you test it, you will regret
都是要走弯路的
You will have to go that crooked path then
然后我们再往下面看
And then if we continue to read on
保罗借着问候他们
Paul through greeting them
却把他重要的信息表达出来
He expressed his important message
你表面看起来
Superficially looking at it
它就是一个问候的话
It's just some greetings
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ
他先愿恩惠临到他们
He first wished grace to come upon them
恩惠这个字
The word grace
我们太熟悉了
We're too familiar with it
熟悉到一个地步我们不知道他在讲什么
We're so familiar with it that we don't even remember realize what it's saying
在希腊文里面
In Greek
这个字有两个意思
There are two meanings to this word
第一个意思是美丽
The first meaning means beauty
美丽是什么意思呢
What does beauty mean?
这个真神给人的那一个恩典
This grace coming from this real true God
是很美丽的
It's very beautiful
是很吸引人的
It's very attractive to men
如果基督徒的生命中有从神来的恩典
If Christians has grace coming from God in their life
我们的生命就一定是美的
Our life definitely will then be beautiful
如果是从神来的恩典
If it's grace coming from God
就会带出美丽
It'll bring out beauty
如果不是从神来的恩典
If it's not grace from God
很多好处也会临到我们
And many benefits may still come upon us
带出的就是丑恶
But it brings out will be ugliness
这个字还有第二方面的意义
And this word has a second meaning to it
是一个不配得的一个非常慷慨的礼物
It's a very generous gift that we are not worthy to receive
神给我们的恩典
The grace that God has given us
是我们绝对不配得的
Is we definitely not worthy to have
并且是无论我们如何的努力都得不到的
And also no matter how hard we work for it we will not get it
却是在神的爱中
But in the love of God,
神白白的给我们
But God gives it freely to us.
这个叫做恩典
And this is called grace.
当保罗在为着这一群弟兄姐妹求神的恩典临到他的时候
When Paul is asking for grace to come upon this group of brothers and sisters from God,
保罗其实是在为他们祷告
Paul is actually praying for them.
盼望神的美丽
and hoping that the beauty of God
以及那个不配得的爱
and that unworthy love
充满在他们的身上
that will fill them
使他们的生命
so that their lives
也能够显出神的美丽
may reveal also the beauty of God
然后保罗为他们求平安
and then Paul asked for peace for them
保罗是一个犹太人
Paul is a Jew.
犹太人里面一讲到 shalom.
With the Jews, when they talk about shalom,
平安
peace.
在他里面就有一个思想
In him, there is a thought.
平安不是没有 trouble, 不是没有麻烦
Peace does not come without trouble.
平安不是每件事情都是心想事成
Peace doesn't mean everything will come according to your will.
犹太人的思想里面，也就是旧约圣经里面的思想的平安。
In the Jewish people's thinking, and also in the Old Testament's thinking of the word peace,
是神要给人最高的美善。
And it's that God wants to give people, man, the highest beauty and goodness.
这一个最高的美善会让一个人的心思纯洁。
And this highest form of beauty and goodness will cause man's heart to be pure.
他的 mind.
His mind to be pure.
并且他的心思会充满着喜乐。
And in his heart's mind, he will be full of joy.
他会感受到神的爱和神的关怀。
He will feel the love and care of God.
虽然外面他可能有很多的麻烦和痛苦
And maybe you have a lot of troubles and sorrows outside
然而在他里面却有一个夺不去的平安
But in him there is that peace that cannot be taken away from him
怎么可能有人有恩惠与平安呢
How is it possible that man can have grace and peace?
保罗接下去就告诉我们
Paul continues to tell us,
其实是因为神在人类的历史中为我们做了极大的事工。
But it's actually because God has done in the mankind's history the greatest work.
无论是恩惠或者是平安
whether it's grace nor peace,
都必须是建立在耶稣基督的十字架上。
But it must be built on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有他为着我们的罪
But only from him fruit for our sins
他舍了他的自己
He gave himself up for us
舍了他的自己
He gave himself up for us
是为着救我们脱离这罪恶的时代
In order to rescue us from the present evil age
换句话说
In other words,
主为着拯救我们
The Lord, in order to save us,
他必须死在十字架上
He must die on the cross.
我们才有盼望
Then we may have hope.
主的死
The death of our Lord,
是讲到他舍了自己
It's talking about him giving up himself.
为什么舍了他的自己呢
Why did he give himself up for us?
是为了我们的罪
It's for our sins
New English Bible
The New English Bible
它是这样的翻译
This is how it's translated
他说他让他为着我们的罪
He said for our sins
他把他自己成为一个祭牲
And he offered up himself as a sacrifice animal for us.
耶稣基督的死,
Jesus Christ's death.
最重要的,
the most important part. It's not just to manifest his love for us.
Now it's
just not an action of a great hero. But it's a sacrifice offered up for sins.
为着我们的罪,
for our sins.
就说明了他的这个祭是 赎罪祭.
Offering up illustrates that this sacrifice is an atonement. Atonement.
新约圣经告诉我们,
the New Testament tells us
基督的死,
the death of Christ
是为我们赎罪,
is to atone our sins.
只有他的赎罪,
only his atonement of sins
才能够除去我们的罪,
can remove our sins.
我们 在读到后面第三章的时候就讲得更清楚。
When we read on to chapter 3, then it becomes more clear.
在3章13节那里就告诉我们, 基督为我们成了受了成为咒诅。
In chapter 3, verse 13, that Jesus Christ has become a curse for us.
他在他全然圣洁的生命中,
in his totally pure life,
他承担了 我们的罪的刑罚。
He's taken on the penalty of our sins.
马丁路德,
Martin Luther,
当他在读这段圣经的时候,
when he was reading this part of the Bible,
他觉得他好像听到打雷的声音一样。
He felt like he heard the sound of thunder.
他突然明白,
he suddenly understood.
我们任何一个人,
and any one of us,
我们的罪能够被除去,
that our sins is able to be removed,
神能够接纳我们,
that God is able to accept us,
这件事情是太伟大,
this matter, this issue itself is too great,
只有神可以做,
only God can do that,
只有借着基督可以做,
only through Christ can this be done.
我们所做的一切,
all the things that we do,
在这个面前,
in front of this,
都变得无足轻重,
it's become so insignificant.
这是为什么?
This is why
人不能够在基督的救恩之外再加任何一点的功劳,
men are not able to add any more merit on top of this.
我们能够到父的面前,
that we're able to come before the Father,
独独靠耶稣基督赎罪的恩典,
simply rely on the salvation grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不但如此,
not only that,
基督为我们死,
Christ died for us.
不只是要赎我们的罪,
not only want to redeem us from our sins,
并且要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代,
and also want to help us to remove us from the present age evil.
神在他儿子耶稣基督的身上,
God in his Son, Christ Jesus,
所要成就的工作,
the work that he wants to accomplish,
你可以说是一个拯救的工作,
you can say it's a salvation work.
把我们从这个罪恶的世代中拯救出来,
rescue us from this present evil age.
如果没有基督,
oh, without Christ,
没有一个人,
there's not one person
能够脱离这个罪恶的时代,
can be removed from this present evil age.
因为这个世代的罪恶,
because the sins and evil of this world,
是非常的可怕,
is very horrible,
是非常的有能力,
is very powerful.
世代,
this generation, this age,
在新约圣经中,
in the New Testament,
有两个世代,
there are two ages.
一个叫做现今的世代,
it is called the present day age,
或者是叫做旧的世代,
or maybe it's called the old age, old generation,
或者叫做罪恶的世代,
or it's called the evil, sinful age.
还有另外一个世代,
there is another age,
叫做 要来的时代。
That is called the coming age.
要来的时代。
An age that is coming.
基督徒呢
？Christians.
我们今天活在哪里
？Today, where are we living?
我们今天活在现今的时代。
Today, we live in the present day age.
我们同时又活在要来的时代。
We at the same time, we also in living in the age that is coming.
神让他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
God allows His Son to die for us on the cross.
是让我们从现今的世代的捆绑中得着释放。
Is to release us from the bondage of the present day age.
并且把我们放进那一个要来荣耀的世代里。
Also is to place us in the age that is glorious that will be coming.
那我们什么时候可以完全进入那要来的世代呢？
When is it then we can totally enter into the age that is coming?
那是在基督回来的时候。
That is on the returning of Christ.
到那个时候。
At that time,
罪恶要彻底的消失。
Sins will totally disappear.
我们就完全的得着释放与自由。
Then we are totally released and be free.
基督的死。
Christ's death.
第三方面。
On the third, in the third direction,
是照着父神的旨意。
It's according to the will of God the Father.
不是人的办法。
It's not through man's method.
不是因为罗马政府的邪恶。
It's not because of the evilness of the government of Rome.
不是犹太官长的嫉妒。
It's not through the jealousy of the Jewish authorities.
不是因为犹大太笨。
It's not because Judah was too clumsy
居然会卖他的主
that he would actually betray his Lord.
耶稣基督会死在十字架上
that Jesus Christ would die on the cross.
真正的理由
the true, real reason
是基督
is Christ
他甘心乐意的
that he willingly
他照着父神的旨意
according to the will of God the Father
成就这一件伟大的事情
Accomplish this great fact
我们要记住
We must remember
我们得到的福音
The gospel that we have received
跟世界上所有的宗教
Comparing to all the religions in the world
有天地之别
The difference is like heaven and earth
世界上所有的假宗教
All the false religions in the world
重要的是你做什么
The important thing is what do you do, what you do.
我们的信仰
But our faith,
最重要的
the most important part,
是神为我们做了什么
is what God has done for us.
神为我们做了这一切
And God has done all these for us.
我们才能够得到一个新的生命
is then why we are able to receive a new life.
而那个新的生命
and that new life,
才会带领我们去做讨神喜悦的事情
will then lead us to do things that's pleasing to God.
我们不需要做任何的事讨神喜悦
We don't need to do anything to please God.
是我们被神接纳蒙神喜悦以后
It's after we're accepted by God and be pleasing to Him.
我们愿意做讨他喜欢的事情
We're willing to do things that are pleasing to Him.
这是保罗所传的福音
And this is the gospel that Paul was teaching.
一切都是神的旨意
Everything is the will of God.
一切都是神自己成就的
Everything is accomplished by God himself.
所成就的一切没有一点是我们可以有贡献的
Everything that has been accomplished is not contributed by us a little bit.
一个认识神的老仆人
An old servant who is serving God.Who knows God?
他曾经这样说过
He once said this.
在救恩的事上
In the issue of salvation,
我唯一有贡献的
The only contribution that I have
就是我那一些所有的罪恶
Is that all the sins that I have?
但愿神借着保罗对着加拉太教会的提醒
May the reminder that of Paul that has made to the churches of Galatia
也成为我们再一次温习的功课
may become a lesson that we can review
让我们清楚地知道
that we may clearly know
我们的信仰是什么
what our faith is depending on
我们的救恩是什么
what is our salvation
免得我们落入到 人的教导里面。
So that we will not fall into the teaching of men.
当保罗想到神为我们做的这一切伟大的事情的时候
，When Paul think about all these great things that God has done for us，
很自然的在第五节
，Very naturally in verse 5，
保罗会说
，Paul would say。
但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
To whom be glory forever and ever, Amen.
保罗的赞美
，Paul's praises
是不需要勉强的。
It does not need to be forced into it.
他里面看到神这么好。
When inside him he sees that God is so beautiful,
看到神这么伟大。
God is so great.
他不赞，没有办法不赞美神。
He can't help but praise God.
我们每一次来擘饼聚会
，Every time we come to the gathering of the bread and the cup.
如果圣灵让你里面看到
，If the Holy Spirit enables you inside to see，
你怎么能够不赞美他
？How can you help but to praise Him？
你怎么能够不感谢他
？How can you help but to thank Him？
但愿神恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
我们以后每一次擘饼。
Every time of our breaking of bread and cup,
我们不需要很长的祷告。
We don't need to have a long prayer.
保罗只有一句话赞美神。
Paul has only one sentence to praise God.
我们希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
We hope that each and every brothers and sisters
要争先恐后。
That will struggle or fight to
把我们的赞美和感谢献给神。
To give our praises and thanks to God.
圣经里面清楚地教导我们。
The Bible clearly teaches us.
来敬拜神的时候
When you come to worship God,
你不可以空手来的
You cannot come empty-handed.
你现在来敬拜神
Now you come to worship God.
你拿什么奉献给神
What are you having to offer up to God?
那有些人说，哎呦，我有摆一点在奉献箱里
Some people say, I did put a bit of offering in the box.
啊，那很好
That's good.
我们要为你感谢神。
We want to thank God for you.
因为你会得到神给你的平安、喜乐、祝福。
Because you will receive the peace and joy from God.
但那个不是最重要的。
But that's not the most important.
圣经里面告诉我们新约的百姓。
The Bible tells us the New Testament people.
来到神的面前。
When they come in front of God.
我们要献上嘴唇的果子。
We need to offer up the fruits of our lips.
你不要来敬拜神
You don't come and worship God
却不献祭
But don't offer up your sacrifice
白来了
You could come in vain
你吃大亏了
And you really have fallen short
假师父
The false teachers
他们做任何的事情
Anything that they do
都不是为着神的荣耀
Is not for the glory of God
是为了他们自己的荣耀
It's only for the glory of for themselves
假师父
The false teachers
不会有兴趣啊，拼命的传福音带人信主
They will not be interested in doing the utmost to teach the gospel and lead people to Christ
假师父最努力做的事
The false teachers what they want to do most
是把别的教会的人骗到他的教会去
Is to deceive the other people and trick them into coming to their church
因为把更多的人骗到他那里去
Because when they trick other people, more people to come to their church
他们就可以有更多自己的荣耀。
Then they can have more glories for themselves.
你看保罗在这里。
And when you see Paul here,
他所关心的
，what he cares about，
是神做了什么
？Is what God has done。
他所关心的
，what he cares about，
是只有神得着一切的荣耀。
Is that only when God receives all kinds of glories？
当你我有机会
，and when you and I have the opportunities，
来侍奉神。
To serve God,
来跟随神的时候
to follow God,
我们千万要记得
we must remember,
无论我们做了什么
regardless of what we do,
在神的面前
in front of God,
我们永远是一个无用的仆人
we are always a useless servant,
所有的荣耀
all the glories,
都要归给那一位坐在宝座上的主
must all be given to the Lord who is seated on the precious throne,
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
因为你感动使徒保罗。
Because you have moved the Apostle Paul.
把这么宝贵的信息留给我们。
To leave us this very precious message.
但愿我们有耳可听的都听得见。
May we who have ears will all hear it.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.